There is an explosion of clinics for heel pain, calf and ITB problems, plus orthotic shoe stores. This is happening not just in Sudbury, but also across the North and indeed across Canada. Is it the baby boom bulge shifting our needs and awareness? Mobility and being pain-free begins with foot health. In conjunction with knees and hips, wellness generally starts at ground level. May is Foot Health Month. Healthy feet are happy feet, and with happy feet brings possibility for longevity, said Kara Fillier, BSc. Kin. DCH, owner of Kara Fillier Foot Clinic and Orthotics. Fillier is a Sudbury chiropodist, or foot specialist. She has the tagline for her business as, Your Feet First, and here she answers questions about this important topic specifically for those of us 50+. 1. Foot issues can happen at any age, but does aging exacerbate these problems? Aging and some health issues that a person has had the majority of their lives, diabetes, and new health concerns can exacerbate foot health. Flexibility, fractures, arthritis, stenosis of the spine, knee or hip replacements are just a few of the issues that make foot care difficult or impossible for a senior to do. The first step to maintaining healthy feet is education. Consultation with a chiropodist, a foot care specialist, early on can avoid complications in the future. 2. What changes happen and how can your profession help? A major change that happens to everyone's feet as we age is thinning of the fat pad on the sole of the foot. When this happens, the majority of people cannot tolerate walking in sock feet or bare feet inside the house. Education on proper indoor and outdoor footwear is dependent on the individual's foot type or if a deformity is present. If it is a mechanical issue, we can provide many options for over-the-counter insoles, proper footwear advice, custom insoles that are accommodative, softer, to support the foot structure, bones and soft tissue. Older adults can develop arthritis in the foot and ankle, which can cause discomfort and pain. If not dealt with, it can affect a person's lifestyle. Cortisone injections can help with some arthritic pain, however a less invasive approach is the first line of treatment. These treatments would be to support the foot with an accommodative orthotic and proper footwear. If the pain is due to gout or rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory, the underlying cause needs to be treated and this is generally done with medication. A foot specialist can thoroughly assess, diagnose, educate, treat and refer if necessary. Collaborative work with an aging person's primary care provider is an important aspect of care. 3. Will regular visits vastly improve conditions? When a person is unable to maintain their own foot care, regular visits do improve conditions and can decrease the risk of other complications. Due to foot changes as we age, corns and calluses need to be reduced or removed on a regular basis as they become pressure points and can create open wounds. Individuals with diabetes require regular assessment and foot care to reduce complications of diabetes that can affect the feet. Individuals who have nails that grow quickly or are thickened require regular maintenance. Pain generally prompts the first visit. Every regular visit is individualized to the person, so will be different in terms of the care they require and how frequently they need to book follow-up. So the answer is yes, regular scheduled visits will greatly improve conditions, reduce pain that improves mobility, which then enhances overall health. 4. What do you suggest for people who want to start walking for exercise? Walking is definitely a way that most people stay active as they age. The poles assist with balance and increase cardiovascular health as the arms are working with the poles, increasing cardiac exercise. Socks, it all depends on the individual's issue. If circulation is the issue, warmer socks are needed. Individuals with feet that perspire significantly need moisture-wicking socks. If swelling and the vascular system is compromised, they may require compression socks. There are also antimicrobial socks that help reduce foot odor. The silver material controls the bacterial growth. There are a variety of reasons for different types of socks and socks for every season as well as different activities. One sock doesn't work for everyone. 5. What would be your suggestion for taking up walking as exercise for seniors? Proper footwear is essential. No one shoe, boot fits everyone. Consulting with someone prior to purchasing an expensive shoe or boot can reduce a person's risk of strain. If balance for a senior is a concern, regular exercise helps people feel more steady on their feet. Footwear with a wide base can help stabilize an individual. The use of poles can also help educate oneself and speak to the experts before undertaking a new activity. What you don't know you cannot change, improve or prevent. Strengthening exercises are also recommended to continue safe walking and maintain our health as we age. 6. Many of us care for older family members. How can we encourage them to stay active and maintain their mobility? Healthy feet help us maintain quality of life. In a lifetime, our feet have walked many miles. The structure of the foot is quite intricate for the amount of stress it undergoes in a lifetime. We must not take our feet for granted. Family members can look at feet and recognize redness or changes that they feel should not be there. If your family member has a support worker, PSW, assisting with their care, request that the feet be examined as part of their personal care regimen. If you or another family member is bringing them to their primary health care provider appointments, request an assessment of the feet. Prevention and early intervention are key to avoiding long-term problems. If pain of the feet, knees, hips or back is being reported, then book an appointment with a chiropodist who is a regulated health professional. Your family member will receive an assessment, diagnosis and treatment as required. Education would be given for the need to remain active for overall health. When the underlying issue of pain and discomfort are lessened or resolved, it is much easier to remain active. The most important message I can give is prevention. As we age, toenails are going to continue to grow. If we cannot reach our feet, hip replacements, knee or hip injuries that do not allow a person to reach their feet, they cannot maintain their toenails. Steady hands are required to avoid injury when doing nail care. A nick or cut can lead to infection, which can lead to more serious complications, especially with people that have lack of sensation and poor circulation. Nails can be damaged over the years and become thickened, ill-shaped, fall off, bruised. With any of these issues, the proper instruments are required to maintain the nail. Fungal nails is often an issue that has been ongoing for years. There are new treatments available for this. There are also new treatments available for ingrown nails. Everyday footwear such as a shoe, slipper or sandal with a backstrap can reduce the risk of tripping and falling. A closed-toe shoe, sandal reduces the risk of injury to the toes. This is important for seniors who have diabetic nerve damage, poor circulation to the lower leg and foot, who are on blood thinners or have compromised immune systems. Happy walking. Hugh Krugel is a writer in Greater Sudbury. Prime features stories about senior living and the issues impacting seniors in our community. It is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.